This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working on the coronavirus effort helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to the folks that are out there working tonight, however you're doing it, whatever you're doing, and why ever you're doing it, we want to thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also at Twitter, at Captain's America, and, of course, our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now in this hour, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Pardon me, Frank. We've had a caller waiting patiently on the line. His name is Elliot, and he's in Tampa. So, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. What's on my mind is, Captain, let's call it what it is. In the social media arena, the Democrats far left have us about 92% to 8% beat. One way of countering that is receiving news that President Trump is considering a conservative news channel, possibly in South Florida. Now, Captain, there are deep-pocket conservative millionaires and billionaires. My vision would be to assemble a group of top-notch teams to explore the idea of a conservative tech giant company that mainly serves Republicans. No censorship like Google, Facebook, and Twitter put on us. This is about achieving a balance of power. Captain, while we are not talking more about hammer and scorecard, thank you so much. Thank you for your service.
All right, and he raises a good point, and I'm all in because I have been, let's put it this way, I don't want to overstep my reach here. I have been in the conversation with the proposed possible Trump news channel.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I would like to see it happen. I would like to see the counter media. It can happen. Fox mm-hmm. did it in the very beginning.
Yep.
You know, when there's 50% of the population not serviced, then there's a need for 50% of the population.
Sure.
But trying to get deep pocket Republicans together to do one thing cohesively without an argument among them about who's going to be the leader,
yeah,
is like herding cats. You know, so it's that's the wishful thinking part of it. But it can be done if you have one deep pocket person on the right who wants to do the right thing and who's willing to let it happen and not micromanage everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger to the bigger point that he brought up, why aren't we talking more about hammer and scorecard? That's
yep.
a very good question because those two things are very, very important.
Yeah, now you got the Dominion voting system, and that's out in 28 states and 47 counties of Michigan, where you had one county where it took 6,000 votes for a while and took them away from one candidate, and then they went, uh-oh, something happened here. What happened? They ran the system again, and it gave the 6,000 votes back to the original candidate.
Well, and that's been happening in every single location that they've been using Dominion. So, you know, there's an issue here. And in one polling place in Detroit, I believe it was, or maybe it was Georgia. It was in Detroit. The absentee ballot counting computers were connected to the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even secure. And there was data being transferred back and forth. So there's a lot wrong with a lot of things in this election.
Yeah, and the other thing is, we also have Texas. Texas had the system, and in Texas, they had three different tests with the system, and not one of them was successful. So they chose to not use the system at all.
Yeah, this is either bad pre-planning on the part of the election authorities who decided to use Dominion, or a concerted effort to use Dominion. And that tells me that there's a lot of corruption going on with the choice of that system. You know, I remember back in when they first went to electronic voting, you and I talked about the Diebold machines and wow,
right.
Are they secure? Will they do the counting? Is this going to be, are people going to be able to steal the election electronically? Well, I guess the answer is yes.
Huh. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, he just took the words out of my mouth. The eye bolt machines there, the curtain, the lever. I would go back to that, or go back to what like Denise was saying last night, and I was thinking about myself, the ink and the fingerprint. You know, corruption with that, I guess there could be corruption in anything, but that's unlikely with a fingerprint and ink or the old Diebold machine that you had. Give it a shot, darn computer crap, because that's hackable. We've got to go back to manual stuff. This is nonsense. I don't know how this country let itself go in this direction. I just don't get it, Captain.
Technology. Okay. Yeah, technology. Right, Frank?
Yeah, they were trying to make the effort more, to make it quicker, to make it more efficient, to make it something that you could house and archive and access. And in doing so, they've made it incredibly vulnerable to exactly what we're seeing.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out what it is that he does, and we shall return. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And you know, the new 2021 Rogues are in right now at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible updates and on this fantastic SUV, and the Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan. I've had 4 of them in the last 5 years, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, remember, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous added value package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. There's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active duty military, and first responders up on a pedestal. So, remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan with stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the Nissan and Acura Center on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you another bunch of money. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I'm going to take a caller who's been waiting patiently. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Scott up in the Commonwealth.
Hello, Colonel.
Yeah. Hey, I know all about Cobra. $1,700 a month. So God bless your messages and you and your family and listeners.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Okay. Now, Frank, we got to talk about something here because I've been getting a lot of calls from Atlanta tonight for good reason. They're very concerned and ticked off about mm-hmm. things that are going on. Now, I just had a request from Mary up there in Atlanta, wanted to know the telephone number for the Georgia Secretary of State's office, and I'm going to give her the number, and then you and I are going to talk about why we're doing what we're going to do here in a minute. The Secretary of State's number in Georgia is 404-656-2871. One more time, the Georgia Secretary of State's number, 404-656-2871. Now, there's a lot of people that have suddenly shown up in Atlanta. A lot of them are there in cars. A fair amount of them are younger people from Florida. Others are from up all up and down the East Coast, whatever. They're basically hanging out, living in their cars, so to speak, and they're being encouraged to come there by social media as well as news articles and even a couple of things that have been said on radio and television to come to Atlanta and register to vote and make sure you vote in the Senate election.
Yeah, it's the Move to Georgia campaign. It was started by a comment of Andrew Yang, the failed presidential candidate, progressive, and then some of the people, the pundits, the talking heads who can actually afford to make stupid moves like this because they've got money. It is a felony in the state of Georgia to move there temporarily to vote. I'm going to say that again so everybody can hear it. It is a felony to move to the state of Georgia to just vote and then leave. And there are a couple things that need to happen for you to be able to register there. You have to have a driver's license, that's mm-hmm. proof of identification, valid social security number, and you have to have a proof of primary residence, which is typically a utility bill.
Mm-hmm.
So people living in their cars who think they're going to be able to vote provisionally in Georgia because they quote-unquote move there, not only are you not, is your vote going to get tossed, because you don't live there, but because you went there temporarily and living in your cars, you're subjecting yourselves to jail time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the people who are urging you to do this don't respect you. They are duping you as useful idiots. They don't care if you go to jail. I mean, it really is that simple. Now, there's a simple solution here. When you call the Secretary of State in Georgia, urge the Secretary of State to do one thing. Put a moratorium on new residential driver's license until January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
This way, one of the requirements to register to vote doesn't exist. Or say that you had to have been registered to vote for the November 3rd election, period, dot, mm-hmm. if you're going to vote in the January 5th election. Those are two easy things here. But if you're driving, if you're moving to Georgia just to vote, then move away, you're subjecting yourself to going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bottom line.
Okay. You know. Well, but you couldn't have explained it any better.
Well, you know, this is the win at all cost, a slash and burn type of we don't care who gets thrown under the bus, we just need to win attitude that Marxist progressives have. They don't care about you. They just want the power. And what they see in this special election is control. It's one party rule for at least 2 years in Washington, D.C. The last time we had one party rule in Washington, D.C., we were delivered Obamacare.
Yeah.
Which turned out to be an incredible disaster for everybody, directly into their pocketbooks, but also for their health care. So one-party rule doesn't work in the United States. That's the thing of China. Maybe that's why Andrew Yang likes it. I don't know.
Well, I agree. Now, here's something else to consider right now. We talked about the Dominion voting system. Georgia, I'm not sure if it's been down there. It's certainly been in Michigan. 47 counties in Michigan, they've used the system. They're going to go back and they're going to take a look at everything that's there because they think that they've had problems there. But in Texas, the Attorney General yesterday, Mr. Paxson, said that there's a reason Texas rejected the Dominion voting systems. They gave three tests to the voting system, three tests, and all three times the system failed.
Yeah, this is something that when you have a responsible election authority, they triple test these things just like they did in Texas. I know they did it in DuPage County in Illinois when I used to work for the election authority up there all of those many years ago. In Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, all used Dominion, by the way, they obviously didn't test these mm-hmm. systems the way they should have. So you have an election authority up there that, while they may have had things looking good on paper, they didn't actually try to execute a dry run through anything to affect failure,
mm-hmm.
which is how you test the system.
Yeah.
And what happened? You let all these systems vulnerable, and if they were connected to the web like they were up in Detroit, you've got somebody, God knows where, who's being able to execute these flips on vote. So was the election stolen? If you use Dominion software, you have to investigate that if you're the DOJ. It must happen.
Now let's talk about the liberal love and kindness in Chicago with Mayor Lightfoot. She has canceled Thanksgiving, effectively.
Yeah.
It's a stay-at-home order. That says that no visits from your family members can happen in Chicago. Oh, really?
I have a feeling there's a lot of people in Chicago, even Democrats, who are saying kiss my behind, Mayor Lightfoot. You don't get to invalidate a federal holiday because you're not all that powerful. And maybe you should focus on the fact that you're having people slaughtered every weekend in your city and stop worrying about whether you've got the cutest mask on yet. And manhandling people for a holiday. If you can have thousands of people get together to sit there and celebrate the false elevation of your Democrat candidate as president without masks, screaming at each other, people can go and have Thanksgiving with their families. People in Chicago, if you don't get rid of this person as mayor, you're disgracing yourselves. This comes back on you. It comes back on you. She may be a blithering idiot, and she is. She does not have, she just shouldn't be mayor of Chicago. Old man Daley is spinning in his grave. But this comes down on you. They look at her and see stupidity, and they see the people of Chicago as being stupid. And rightly so, because you get the government you voted for. You voted for this woman. Vote her out.
By the way, Governor Kemp in Georgia hasn't been seen or heard from recently. Well, he's been seen, but he hasn't really been heard from recently. What do you suppose that's all about?
He's keeping his head low. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. You try to stay out of trouble if you can. And in the meantime, have yourself a great weekend.
I'll do my best. Fail on my friend.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go there, check him out. A lot of great things over there. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Trump accused Dominion voting machines of deleting some 2.7 million votes for him in last week's election, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, tells Newsmax there's a reason Texas rejected Dominion voting machines.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software, and we discovered that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation and potential fraud. So there is a reason that Texas rejected these. We didn't do it arbitrarily. We did it because we knew that these were unreliable systems. We didn't want to trust them. We didn't want to be in the same situation that some of these other states are in now, where we're questioning the results. So we clearly believe that this was a problem.
Ada, the storm that crisscrossed the Gulf, is now heading out to sea towards the North Atlantic. Thursday in North Carolina, at least 7 deaths were blamed on the weather. USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our New Jersey cowgirl down there at the D&D Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia, where she's got a bunch of horses that are stabled, and they teach horseback riding and all the different things associated with it. They do the equestrian. They also do the Western-style riding, and they do the trail riding, too, at their ranch. Now, they are just up the road a tad bit there in Carrollton from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. We appreciate everything you guys and gals do to keep our country free and safe. Same thing goes for McDill right here in my backyard. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. If you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Now, that's farrahandfarrah.com. You spell that F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com. Their 24/7 live telephone number where you will get a person is 877-245-6707. Again, the number 877 205-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, we've had just some tremendous calls and people sending messages here. As a matter of fact, I've got another message that's right here in front of me. Let me see what it says real quick. This is from Jason. And Jason, well, another Georgia. All right, Jason is up in Augusta, Georgia. He says, greetings from the home of the green jacket. Okay. He says, we're actually seeing people in Augusta because of the golf tournament. Nobody was giving it a second thought. But when you got people that aren't going to the golf tournament and they've got cars from the Northeast and they're just driving around, and they're talking about the fact that they're here to vote in the election, it makes one think. And he's appreciating the fact what he heard Frank Salvato say about the fact that in Georgia, it is absolutely against the law to drive to Georgia, become a temporary resident, vote, and then leave the state. And it's actually a felony charge. Wow. Double wow. And by the way, Frank wrote an article about it that you can see on undergroundusa.com to explain what's going on. Okay. This is from Sam, not Sam the paper man, another Sam. And Sam is saying, and he's from the Atlanta area. He says, I live in the Atlanta area. Captain, did you see the story about Democratic candidate Raphael Warnock, who was torched for actually hosting Fidel Castro back in 1995. Well, no, I didn't see it, and I did not know about that, and I'll have to check on that. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. And I knew the guy was a communist. I was told he was a communist. So there you go. By the way, Project Veritas is alive and well, doing it again. Pennsylvania whistleblower told to dump all the non-Biden mailers after November the 9th that was caught. Project Veritas got a video of that. Apparently they showed it. I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to check it out and see for sure. And Barack Obama made a comment this week in one of his appearances. You ready for this one? The jury's still out on America. Really, the jury's out on him. They never got to go to any court because of it. And of course, somebody's saying, one of these Black Lives Matter supporters is saying, the term legal vote is racist. Really? Well, I thought the term legal vote is a legal term, meaning it's a legal vote or it's not. What do I know? Oh, and then in La La Land, the latest report from the singers and dancers and movie actors. Celebrities Stacey Abrams, Black Lives Matter founders have all joined forces for the Georgia runoff race. They're all out there telling people, well, come to Georgia, move to Georgia, come on in, vote for the Senate candidate. You don't have to stay here, just come on in and register to vote and vote for the Senate candidate. Well, again, that's all part of what Frank Salvato was just telling you. When they do that and they come down, they have to have a driver's license in Georgia and all that stuff. They have to do all that. They have to have a legitimate postal mail facility, not just a mailbox in some post office or whatever the situation might be. It's when they get caught, it'll wind up being a felony charge, and we've been talking about that. By the way, Pharrell Williams, remember him, the singer? He's launching an online masterclass on systemic racism. Oh, boy. Here we go again. These people. And by the way, Georgia, well, the full hand-by-hand recount in each county is underway right now. What's going to happen? Don't know. Sure is going to be interesting to see, though, isn't it? By the way, after naming 13 people to a COVID-19 task force, Joe Biden named Ronald A. Klain as his White House chief of staff. Now, Klain was Biden's chief of staff when he was vice president, and he also held that same role under Vice President Al Gore. And with Klain at his side, Biden's next steps will be to select his cabinet. Now, many of his selections will be holdovers from the President Barack Obama administration, though the more progressive wing of the Democratic Party would prefer him to go in a totally different direction. Now, the Sunrise Movement and the Justice Democrats, two well-known progressive groups, are calling for the two leftmost candidates from the 2020 Democratic primary campaign to join Biden's cabinet, namely Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Well, if they do, their seats would be appointed by, you ready for this? A Republican governor in Vermont and a Republican governor in Massachusetts. The Dems would lose two more Senate seats. Tell me that's not smart. But then again, they may be total narcissists and they don't really give a damn. By the way, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who also briefly was a presidential candidate with his focus on climate change, his name has come up in cabinet speculation. Inslee could be tapped for the Secretary of Energy, Secretary of Interior, or head of the Environmental Protection Agency. And another former presidential candidate, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, has been floated around for Attorney General or Secretary of Agriculture. Klobuchar serves on the Senate Committee on Agriculture, where she was supporting tying farmer subsidies to the cost of their production. Also, Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge has expressed interest in the agricultural role as well. She would be the first black woman to hold that post if she did. She's also fought back against the Trump administration and their efforts to roll back the food stamps program. And Biden's most anticipated appointment will be for Secretary of State, where Susan Rice is the leader in the clubhouse. Susan Rice. Michelle Flournoy could be the Secretary of Defense. She was the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy during Obama's first term. She would be the first woman to hold that position. She is not very well thought of, by the way, by the military. That I can tell you. And many of Biden's picks will have to be confirmed by the Senate. Now, Biden and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have negotiated compromises in the past, but McConnell has signaled that he may wind up blocking some of Biden's more progressive appointees. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. And by the way, little Dr. Fauci says coronavirus won't be a pandemic for a lot longer due to the vaccines. And he said that working with the Trump administration is stressful. He supports Joe Biden. He's another one that's definitely out there campaigning for whatever position it is he can get his hands on, I guess, huh? Okay. Be right back with the Spalberts. Don't go nowhere. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. They are absolutely the best at what they do, and unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open the door wide open for you. All righty. Here he is from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Big game last night. The Indianapolis Colts win 34-17 over the Tennessee Titans. In Tennessee, matter of fact, big special teams playing the second half pole vaulted them to victory. So that was pretty good, exciting game last night for people to watch. And that was a big game for the AFC South. To see who's going to win that, but now they're all tied up 6-3. both of them. So anyway, we'll also talk about college football. We have College Game Day. It's going to be in Augusta, Georgia. They're going to be doing the College Football Game Day from there, Captain, because they're doing the Masters this weekend. Speaking about the Masters, Tiger shot a 68 yesterday, and a lot of people are in the hunt. Should be a beautiful day up there today. Only a 10% chance of rain, high of 80. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, the rain moved away, thank goodness.
I didn't end of that, Captain. Mm-hmm. Good old little hurricane that came in.
Etta.
Bye-bye.
Yep, so, Etta. Yeah. It's off the coast now. South Carolina, North Carolina moving away. Okay, what else is going on?
Well, we have Florida Atlantic University at Florida International University, 98-7. Iowa at Minnesota. Minnesota, Tony Dungy's old alma mater. And East Carolina University at Cincinnati, 7:30. Cincinnati's ranked 7th in the country right now, Captain.
They are.
So, yes, sir. So people up there will be having some skyline chili if they're watching their Cincinnati Bearcats.
Well, you don't have to go that far to get it, but that's okay. We got right in the backyard.
Yeah, we sure do, Captain. I'm just saying that's where it started up in Cincinnati, and a lot of people do that. Then tomorrow we have University of Miami ranked 9th at Virginia Tech. Indiana University, ranked 10. Normally you think of them as being a basketball school, but they're getting up there in football, and they're going to Michigan State University, 12 o'clock. Coastal Carolina is playing at Troy. This team is undefeated, Captain. They're kind of the Cinderella story of college football this year.
Coastal Carolina is undefeated?
Yes, sir.
Wow, so, okay.
Pretty cool. And then Marshall will be playing tomorrow, as well as Liberty, who pulled off that upset last week.
The Herd.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. In college football, the high-ranking teams, they're getting on that COVID protocol, so we won't be able to watch them. But then at 3:30 tomorrow, Notre Dame is going up to Boston College to play. So that'll be a game that a lot of people have interest in. And USC, in the 20th in the country, is going to Arizona. So those are your big games. And then for the people in Florida and on this Flagstaff station, we have the Florida Gators playing at 7 o'clock against the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Wow. So 7 p.m. game start? 7 p.m. game start? Okay, so that means the pregame starts at what, 4?
About 4:30, I believe they start a cap. Mm-hmm. I think it's 2.5 hour pregame, but we'll see. And then it's going to be on ESPN. So, you know, all over the country for people to watch. And we'll see if the Gators can, you know, they're going to have to run the table to get to the SEC championship. But very possible they can do it. They have a great team this year, so it'll be nice to see them. And then for other people, Florida State's a big draw across the country. They'll be playing North Carolina State at 7:30.
What's going on with these Western teams out there, like Southern Cal and UCLA?
Southern Cal's playing, like I said, and then UCLA will be playing also against Utah. That's going to be your late game, 10:30. Oregon State to Washington at 11 o'clock tomorrow, so for all the people out there. And then for the big, you know, Wisconsin's playing at Michigan tomorrow, so we're going to see how Jim Harbaugh can bounce back and see how they're going to
finish. Go Blue.
Yeah.
Go Blue, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And then I have to, you know, the sad part is Alabama and LSU's postponed. Ohio State is canceled. Texas A&M at Tennessee's postponed. Georgia, Missouri postponed. Auburn at Mississippi State postponed. So, a lot of postponements, Captain, unfortunately. And, I hope this time next year we're not having these discussions. I sure hope it's all gone and dealt with, to say the least, Captain. And, big NFL schedule this weekend, too, for everybody to check out. So,
now, where are the Bucks playing this weekend? Are they playing at Carolina?
Yes, sir, they are. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be going to the Carolina Panthers.
All right, that'll be interesting because I'm not sure if they're letting people in the game up there. I guess they are.
Yeah, a few. Very limited, Captain. Yes, sir. So, well, I appreciate you having me on as always, Captain. God bless you. Everybody have a safe weekend. And, please check out our show, The Sports Zone, on this Flagstaff station on Sunday from 11 to 12.
Yep.
Thanks, Cap. God bless. Take care, my friend.
All right, stay out of trouble, and that's Patrick Hyland. And let's see here.
Coach Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Yep, and, of course, it is Medicare time, so a lot of you folks out there that are looking for that coverage, give him a call at 813-966-1052. Now, my gosh. Can't get away from this. I'm getting more people that want to know the numbers up in Georgia. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, so let me go to that. All right, let me just down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Mike from Sarasota.
What's up?
Lost another fallen angel.
You what now?
Lost another fallen angel.
Uh-oh.
Brother-in-law did three tours in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Did four yesterday. He passed away.
Well, sorry to hear that.
People, if you got children or children, if you got parents, make sure that they tell you where your paperwork is at so you don't have to take and do the hunt and pet, go through boxes and stuff like that. It's leave a note. Have something in the safety deposit box, but
okay,
it's hard.
Yeah, okay. So I take it that you're stumbling around trying to find some records.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you need any help, get a hold of the congressman's office there, Vern Buchanan, and I'm sure they can help you. Okay.
Yep. Drive safe, people.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, and again, you know, it's always rough. And you should know where your important papers are. That's that's important that you know that. By the way, let's do a little something here. I've only got about a minute left. You know, tomorrow I'm going to be in Sarasota. I'm going to be at the gun show, Two Guys Gun Show and Knife Show, which is going to be over at the county fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. So 9 to 5 Saturday on the hours. The concealed carry class starts at 2 p.m. Saturday. Sunday it'll start at 1:30 p.m. And the show goes from 9 to 3 on Sunday. I'll only be there Saturday until about 2 o'clock roughly. So if you want to stop on by, we'd love to see you and say howdy, howdy, and give you something free. We're going to have some free stuff to give out. We always do from the radio show. So I hope to see you at Robarts Arena tomorrow. Doors open at 9, and that's at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. All righty. Don't forget, Monday. Going to be a busy weekend. Watch the Talking Head shows on Sunday. They're going to be talking a lot about what's going on with this Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, all that stuff. But we'll be back tonight with the weekend edition. So I hope to see you then. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.